Nilqakoma l-programmi ħurtaħt l-mami Andrew Zopardi, diversi programmi għet nitrattaw diversi issues marbutin mal-ħut, mal-bahar, mas-sajt, mal-protezzjoni tal-Eperatana, mal-preservazzjoni tal-Eperatana, ġviri għet nitkellmu propju fu resors importanti ħafna, jina darba kellimisti din kien għalli li mhux vera li m'għandniex risorsi naturali, l-uniku risorsi naturali li għandna fil-fatt hija l-baħar, minna jgħixu ħafna nies direttament, minna ingawdu kollha kemm aħna fil-passatemp tagħna, fil-ħin ta' rilassazzjoni tagħna, u hija sors importanti għalina jekk ovvjament nippreservaw u nibżgħu għaliha wkoll. U llum se nkompli niżviluppa tema interessanti ħafna, jiena kont naħseb illi il-ħut sempliċement tmur u minnu dilettant jaqbad jista' titfa' l-pariti u jitfa' xi forma oħra ta' mod kif jista' jaqbad il-ħut jew jistat u daqshekk. Fil-fatt il-kumplessitajiet u d-diversità li hawn f'dan is-settur hija enormi, hija enormi. U miegħi llum għandi żewġ membri tal-Malta Fishing Forum li huwa jena jdullu li huwa klab, huwa punt ta' konverġenza ta' nies li huma dilettanti fejn jidħol il-ħut, u għandi fil-fatt żewġ membri hawnhekk li huma Nick Palmer li huwa site director u għandi lil Joe Baldacchino li huwa senior moderator. Finijiet il-konversazzjoni se tkun bl-Ingliż, nitlobkom tifhmuna ma nekk għamel xi żmien mhux ħażin l-Ingilterra, allura iktar faċli biex jispjega ruħu b'mod ċar, però id-diskussjoni se tkun allura fluctuating bejn Malti u l-Ingliż. Nilqgħakom, nirringrazzjawkom li ġejtu hawnhekk. Tu naf ftit background mhux tal-Malta Fishing Forum, ma tal-interess tagħkom f'dak li huwa il-sajt, il-passjoni, dal-passatemp inti għat li?
Importanti li nsejħu lu passatemp u mux sport. Bażikament, jiena isli l-nifsi li twilid bil-qasba f'idejja, ġifieri jiena trabbejt l-isla, s-Anglija, ovvjament mal-baħar, mindu
il-ponta.
Il-ponta, xatta l-isla. Mindu konti ferżajr, ġifieri minn dik li 3 snin, 4 snin dejjem nistgħu dejjem bil-qasba dejjem. U mbagħad bdejt inqatt ħafna sjuf u anke x'twiet x-xajra ta' żabbar. Fej allura inti speċi tieħu upgrade fil-livell ta' sajt, hemmhekk isir iktar sajt ngħidu l-wek f'baħar iktar salvaġġ, id-diversità tal-ħut allura tikber ukoll. U dejjem tkattar l-interess tiegħek. Umbata ovvjament minn hemm tibda timmuvja aktar biex minn fuq il-blat tibda dak ninsejħulu sajt minn fuq il-baħar, ġifieri tibda tuża opra tal-baħar biex inti tilħaq iktar l-għanijiet tiegħek. U allura jiena bdejt niftakar ċattra ta' tmien piedi minn hemm imxejt għal ħanajdulha hekk frigatina żgħira ta' 10 piedi, minn hemmhekk għal 12 piet, minn hemmhekk għal 16 piet. Għal 20 u l-lum għandi 26, ġbiri 26 mux jatata, 26 bit.
26 maluqa, ma?
26 maluqa, ajwa. Allora inti dejjem tkattar dak l-interess fik.
U bqajt toqgħod xejn ta' żabbar, jew inti hemmhekk qisu.
Hemmhekk inqisu bħala għalija l-Mekka.
S'hemmhekk jinnafu, x'jiena niftakar meta konna żgħar kelli ħbieb tiegħi jinkellhom boathouse fiċin tax-xatt. U kienet faċċata eżatt dak il-klab tal-boċċi tal-biljard u konna ninżlu nomu hemmhekk u insomma u kien vera.
Hemmhekk
baħar sabiħ u mbagħad tħammeġ ħafna.
Iva. Hemmhekk tal-lim dak li ngħidu bl-Ingliż the intricities of fishing, jiġifieri li iktar ma tibda traqqa il-ħarira iktar tista' ħanajdu hekk tressaq ħut iktar lejk. Allura kien hemm ċertu anzjani hemm isfel li kienu ħanajdulhom hekk
il-gurus
tas-sajt li bil-mod il-mod tibda tersaq lihom u forsi llum jgħidulek kelma da jgħidulek tnejn sakemm imbagħad inti tidħol fil-konfidenza tagħhom u allura jibdew jaqsmu miegħek ċertu know-how, ċertu knowledge kbir li jipposedu dawn nies.
Nek il-background tiegħek?
In terms of fishing,
da, only. And don't ask me 26.
In terms of fishing, only the last 4 years, my experience on the sea has been more from an aspect of boating and diving. I spent most of my life in England, so it was just coming here for summer holidays. I fished a bit when I was young with my uncle, but pole fishing from shore, and to be honest with you, it never caught my interest. About 4 years ago, I went out with a friend, as it happens during Alungi season, and he had a rod with him, and I said, no, there's no fish out here, we're not wasting our time, and we ended up catching an 8 kilo fish, followed by a 6 kilo fish, and after that, I was hooked. I was like, okay, so there really are fish to catch over here, it's just a question of knowing where to go and what to do. So really from there, my interest started, went out, we bought some rods, we geared up the boat in order to fish more seriously. I had a fantastic first season. Back then you were allowed to catch bluefin tuna, now there are a lot more restrictions. We had been about 20 miles out from Gozo and came across thousands upon thousands of massive shoal of tuna. As far as the eye could see, the water was bubbling and we had a fantastic time. We came back with 7, we lost about 4, and from then onwards that was me hooked. In terms of research, I was always turning to online forums in the US where they're huge, where the information is vast, and trying to adapt their ideas to fishing in Malta. And suddenly it occurred to me that why shouldn't we have something similar in Malta? At the end of the day, fishing is many people's passion, we're surrounded by the sea. Everybody I spoke to said, no, it won't work. Maltese people don't like discussing anything about fishing. They're very secretive. And I said, I can appreciate that for land fishing, but boat fishing is slightly different. Today the fish were in this spot, tomorrow they're not. So it was, I think, April 21st, 2006. It was, I was bored one Sunday afternoon, and I work in IT, and I said, okay, let's set up this site. A couple of friends of mine joined. We started posting a few articles. We haven't done any advertising, and we now, as of today, have 1,100 online members.
Yes.
The site gets about 6,000 unique visitors per month.
Unique individual?
It would be basically a unique person is on the computer. You have an IP address, so each person is considered unique as a unique IP address. Okay. We get about 15,000 visits a month to the site, but obviously if you visit 3 times, you count it 3 times.
Okay.
But it identifies you individually for a month. It says, okay, I know this IP address. So the traffic has really grown. We haven't yet done any advertising, so it's all been word of mouth and online, you know, Google searches, etc. And I would say, I mean, we were the first forum in Malta, because no one else had a forum at the time discussing fishing. Obviously forums existed, but not with regards to fishing. So we can actually say we are Malta's first and largest fishing forum with 1,100 members, because nobody else can say that. And the site really now has evolved. Obviously what started off initially, and as the members started to grow, people wanted more things. One aspect that we're really focusing on the last 6 months is that to do with local fishing legislation, regulations, encouraging catch and release, educating people, really not educating, providing the information about what the minimum sizes are, what you can and can't catch, what's restricted. Sadly, the information available online locally in terms of from the government side of things is still in development. Fisheries did have a website, I believe, that's down for updating at the moment. So inadvertently, we've kind of taken over with providing the local fishing regulations online. We have around 20-30 members who are government employees from the different sectors, different departments of government, and a couple of them help us with communications, legal notices that affect fishing, and this is very important because what we found is that, unfortunately, most of the people who like to go fishing were not aware that there were various restrictions and regulations. And this is something that's become a very hot topic. Obviously, Malta, as an EU member state, has to conform to EU regulations, especially with regards to, for example, bluefin tuna fishing, which is obviously hot in the press and a lot of focus on it. And that's something which, as of January 2007, for example, you couldn't catch a bluefin, any EU member state, so any person from an EU member state could not catch a bluefin tuna under 30 kilos or 115 centimeters. And sadly, people were not aware of that locally. There was nothing in the press, there were no releases. And this is something that, together, by having the medium to basically get this message across to as many people as possible, which is the forum, this is what we've ended up creating. Ultimately, we have a gallery so everybody can see what people are catching, and that's obviously always gives you sort of inspiration to say, oh no, you know, there are barracuda around at the moment, or there are lungi around at the moment, or lummi, everybody's been out and nobody's caught anything, so I'm not the only one. Mm-hmm. And we discuss equipment, techniques, tips, you know, where to go, where not to go. We have a lot of new members, obviously, who know very little about fishing, and as Joe was mentioning before, in Malta, most of the knowledge was passed down through the generations. You know, the professional fishermen, it all stays in the family. When it comes to recreational fishing, which is what we do as a hobby, aside from looking at these sites in the US, it's very difficult to get this information. And the forum, you know, helps provide this. We learn from each other, experience, share our knowledge.
Enti għamilt distinzjoni ġo bej dak li huwa recreational fishing u dak li huwa sports. Għaliex jisek tħossok jekk qawwi fuq għal il-ħaġa.
Ngħidlek għalfej għad punt interessanti. Kemm inżid punt żgħir ma' dak li kien qed jgħid Nick qabli. Illi għalkemm niddiskutu dawk l-affarijiet kollha li beda jgħidlek fuq il-forum, niddiskutu wkoll nippruvaw needukaw. Ġifieri, m'aħniex edukaturi, imma fejn jidħol l-aspett ta' safety at sea, personal safety. Ġifieri, kemm jekk inti ħireġ bil-boat li tara li l-boat tiegħek hija attrezzata bis-safety equipment kollu neċessarju, mhux minimu, neċessarju għax hemm distinzjoni, mhux tisamra distinzjoni. Sib jgħidlek jien għandi l-mobile ta'. Ma jekk toħroġ iktar minn 10 mil il barra, allura mbagħad il-mobile jiġi ineffettiv. Ġifieri inti trid tkun attrezzat VHF radio.
Ġieli anke bla l-apparat kollu ġara wittraċi.
Żgur, nafu għadi. Kemm importanti li qabel toħroġ bil-bot tara li l-affarijiet li huma kollha f'postom, jiġifieri tiċċekkja li għandek il-livell taż-żejt qiegħed tajjeb, il-livell tal-kulant qiegħed tajjeb, il-batteries huma ċċarġjati.
Taħseb li għandna din il-kultura Malta ta' safety?
Bil-mod il-mod dieħla.
Dak tidħol.
Aska ħanejdu hekk.
Mhux rajt dajsa ġew. Ġa dajsa kbira tajdux kemmi kbira naħseb jiena ma xiqri plox rimpit hekk għax ma rajtix kienet ħierġa ġa. U qed ngħid għax rajt tifla ċkejkna. All right, kella s-sut, u kella l-life jacket. Imma kienet, taf li kun emmisu u dim id-dajsa jkun hemm dak il-chrome. Jiġri kull ma kien kella saqajja. Imda ġifieri il-chrome kien jisu bej saqajja biex niftehmu jekk iżomm idea mal-chrome. All right, sakemm iżomm idea di, ma tiġi mewġa di, bdup, waqt.
Ħansemmu żewġ kontravenzjonijiet hemm. Għandek l-ewwel kontravenzjoni li di kif qed tgħid inti jekk tiġi mewġa.
Toħda.
Però iktar importanti, minn qed isuq fuq wara, għandu viżibilità tajba minħabba.
Ġa titla d-dajsa?
Eżatt, ġifieri ih id-dajsa minn nifisha titla l fuq. Mela inti għandek persuna in your direct ħalejdulek vision li di qed ittelfek milli tara x'hemm quddiemek. U l-iktar ħaġa, pereżempju aħna bħala forum m'għandniex bis-sajjieda dilettanti, għandna wkoll id-dilettanti tal-azz bin-nifs. L-spearfishers, nejdu l-għanna. U da' ovvjament, jħasra, kemm il-darba jitlu online, u jajdunna bin near misses, meta ngħidu near misses, jiġifieri taddi dajsa.
U bil-ballun da'
u bil-ballun, u attrezzati jiġifieri bil-ballun skont il-liġi u kollox. U ssib li ħafna minnhom jew jersqu lejhom daw għall-kurzita, jiġifieri jaraw il-ballun, da x'inhu. Jew inkella b'negliġenza totali għaddi minn miegħu da ġifieri għaddej xi 20-30 knots u fil-baħar 20-30 knots da mhux bħal karozza waqqaft jew żort inti meta fil-baħar huwa it's a totally different ball game fil-baħar. Mela allura inti bħala inti tinsiex illi minn għandu ħanajdu bil-Malti ngħidu l-arrota, minn għandu l-istiering fideh, huwa l-persuna responsabbli dakrin. U inti bħala l-persuna responsabbli, titkun ċert illi inti l-għanet għandek viżibilità totali, 360, mhux x'inhu għaddej quddiemek, x'inhu ġej minn warajk, x'inhu ġej mill-ġnub. Mela persuna inti hekk inti għandek tifla fil-pruwa, x'dik il-naħdar qudiem għall-pruwa ngħidula, diġi ġej qed tellifek viżibilità. Ħalli ġej issa l-mistoqsi oriġinali tiegħek, id-differenza iwa, d-differenza hija enormi. Meta inti ssemmi sport, Fisher, għet issemmi għanajdu l-għek element ta' professionalita. Fieħ. Li miħu jabbinaw kolli ġivri element kummerċjali, hemm element għanajdu l-għek ta' flus. Mentri aħna recreational, nipruvaw. Kemm jisqaħna l-iktar nipprattikaw, illi l-għal ħagħa l-affarijiet namlu għom aħna. U tu l-iktar ħagħa li nipruvaw nwaslu u jidher li qed jasal sodan u se nsemmi għaliex, illi nagħtu rispett għal dak il-ħut li qegħdin infittxu. Jiġifieri l-Ingliż tiġi respect to the fish we seek. U hekk għandu jkun. Il-għala jiena jekk jiena sejjer naqbad pereżempju ħa ħuta irid naqbad ngħid li ta' erba' jekk waħda tibbastani biżejjed. Ħallija u mbagħad naraw għadha u bidħadha. Għalfej jekk jiena sejjer ġurnata sajt għandi għalfej mmur attrezzat biex dak kollu li hemm ġol baħar nikinżu. Le, inti mur għal-għal-għal. Kus soddisfazzjoni li qbad il-bija, itilqu erġa'. U diġrat pereżempju.
Mal-parit joqtlu pereżempju? Kulmin qabad imut.
The big issue here is trying to encourage sustainable fishing. This is a problem that affects a lot of countries, and in Malta we like to complain that there aren't fish, etc. But unfortunately, we haven't yet accepted the issue of respecting sustainable fishing, as Joe pointed out. Even something like a lungi, if you're in the right place, albacore, it's longfin tuna.
All right.
And it's a popular fish to catch recreationally. If you're in the right place with the right equipment, it's not that difficult to catch if they're around. But therefore, inherently, people, you know, come back on a good day with 6, 7, 8, 9. Each fish weighs 6, 7 kilos up to 12, 14 kilos. If you happen to come across a big one, so really there's no need to, you know, to come back with that number. Maybe you do it once in a season so that you've had a really good trip, and I would say that's fair enough. But the next time you go out, and the next time you go out after that, you know, catch one or two, or if you're three people on the boat, one fish each. But that's as far as it needs to go. And this is the element of promoting sustainable fishing, which unfortunately it's not just saying catch and release. For us as recreational fishing people, it's the thrill is the hookup. It's seeing whether you manage to hook into the fish. Is your equipment up to scratch? That new knot you just learned, did it hold up whilst under pressure? Your equipment, your rod, your reel. If you bring the fish alongside the boat, you've done your job as a recreational fisher. Now, you know, release it.
And that's what you do.
And this is what we're trying to encourage. In the case of bluefin tuna this year, before they closed the season, that's what we were allowed to do as recreational fishermen, but only, and this was something introduced in 2009, with a permit issued by the Department of Fisheries. This is something unique to Malta. The rest of the EU member states do not have this restriction. They have a size restriction, 30 kilos, 115 centimeters, one per trip. So regardless of how many you are on the boat,
you talk about basically
if it's 30 kilos or 1.15 meters long, you can keep it. So 35 kilos, 38. If it's 25, you have to release it. It is illegal to land that fish on the boat. Unfortunately, Malta took things one step further and said, no, you cannot even do that without a permit. Now, I understand the motivations behind it. It's to try and basically report the statistics. Are the recreational fishing sector, because they see so many boats, get blamed for a lot of things. In the eyes of some people, we are thousands of boats out, fishing, catching all the fish. I wish that was the case. We usually come back with sunburned faces and empty pockets from the amount of fuel we spent. That is an atypical trip. Unfortunately, in the eyes of, let's say, commercial fishermen and some people in government, they feel that every time we go out, you know, because they see us with four rods, we must have caught, you know, lots of fish. It's not the case. I wish it were, and then obviously sustainability would be more of a thing to focus on, but it's not. You know, if you had a good trip, a good day, you know, you sort of count them on your fingers at the end of the season.
In restriction tal 35 kilos, 115 centimeters, etc. Yeah. Al-minu recreational fisher, men, jon kella anki għal-sajjit.
No, that applies to commercial fishermen as well.
Għazgur, le, dika.
It's across the board.
Jiri sajjit, għakollu dajsa, bekku bħaxta 6-7 minnis. Ħareċ u jiri sejt għal-puta għada.
Le, għal-għallim kullu għazat. Inti għandek diversi tipi ta' sajjida. Għandek is-sajjiet professjonali, jew semi-professjonali. U għandek is-sajjiet rekreazzjonali.
Dak xi kollu fuq dajsa?
Is-sajjiet rekreazzjonali kull ma jista' jillandja, pereżempju kif ħareġ il-permess dis-sena Però ġi irtirat qabel ma ġi attwat, għax hemmhekk kellna naqra, però ma jimpurtax. Kienet li kull sajjiet seta' jaqbad 100 kilo.
U x'inhu?
100 kilo ta' ton. Blufin tuna, qed nitkellem tal-blufin tuna. 100 kilo. Issa inti taf bħal ma jaf kol illi tonna tista'
tkun. Blufin tuna għandek żewġ kotiet kollox.
Le, u jaf ikollok waħda ta' 200 fuqhom, jiġifieri. U allura inti meta taqbad dak id-daqs over 100 kilos titkoll il-proċedura catch and release. Aħna bħala recreation
il-fish. Jiġri jkollok ħuta kbira. Titlaqa.
Titlaqa.
Għaliex?
Għax hekk hija r-regola.
Ma x'inhu
r-regola? The issue that's been explained to us that the ICAT, who are the International Committee for the Conservation of Atlantic Tuna, and basically are trying to help or are there as a body to prevent overfishing. Exactly.
Dina ġita allokata.
That the minimum size for whether you're recreational or commercial fisherman needs to be 30 kilos so that you do not catch juvenile bluefin tuna.
All right.
Now, the size limit of one fish per boat per trip is something bag limit is something I haven't fully understood.
Digita pilata ma quota.
I wish that every trip we went out, you know, we came back with sort of two or three fish. But if you catch one in a season, you're doing very well. This is not fishing near the fish.
One in a season?
If you catch one in a season, you're doing well.
Hala recreational
fishery. This is not fishing next to the tuna farms. This is fishing out in the open sea.
Jina għednejt, recreational fishery, jatretza ruhu. For example, you għandek, u missa nasaġra, this is very, very cheap, għaw, għannitkellem, close to 1,500 euros of equipment. Azba u rill u ovvjament
l-alfu l-imbanat
xlif li tużaw hekk. U da taf tagħmel ġurnata sħiħa bejn sema' ilma talef kavall imdendel u ma jersaq xejn. Jiġri, u inti titoħroġ bejn 20-30 miles southeast, southwest. U titħol lura, allora kif għalnek inti kull ma titħol lura.
Bil-budvojt.
Bil-budvojt. U għarrajt, titħol soddisfazzjoni għax
jiftik laħal mill-laħal. Straħajt.
Straħajt. Iwa, dak kull 100 kilos, dak kienu għabbinati ma kwota. Malta ġit għabbinata kwota. Ta' xi 262 minalija tons. U l-fisheries ħasbu wkoll li għandu jkun hemm parti zejra minn dil kwota allokata lil-recreational fishers. Sfortunatament, qabel ma bizbeda season għal-recreational fisher, il-kwota ġit mill-ħuqa u anka ġit exceeded. U allura, jumejn qabel ma kellna nibdew nistadu, ġifieri u aħna tista' immaġina għal-recreational fisher kważi noqdu bil-qasba fis-sodda magħna. Għax noħolmu li għada pitada ħin uħorġu. Irġivejna telefonata u għalna basikament dik il-licenzja ġiet irtirata. Tgħid li kien hemm għada, bu żgur li kien hemm għada. Preparamenti, stennija.
Tkun ilek stennija.
Infaqna l-flus ukoll. Anyway, però biex inkun ċar ukoll, aħna bħala forum qajjimna il-protest li ġib il-qux. U nistgħu ngħidu li fil-jiem li ġejjin għandna bħala forum se nintaqgħu mal-awtoritajiet tal-fisheries fuq għadi biex forsi nibdew niddiskutu għal noħolqu programm ta' catch and release fuq bluefin tuna. Jiġifieri fejn sajjiet rekreazzjonali jista' joħroġ jħukja jaqbad ton. Però jitil.
Għaliex it-ton jibqa' dejjem. Iġveri...
Il-tonnu.
Għalix, jien darba mort in-reja.
Il-tonnu.
U bazzo, dawk kienu għalu li jista jkun qed inħawwa ġewwa ringerfej, sewa xi jilu
għalu. Għalu lek tunnaċ?
Tunnaċ,
għaw. Tunnaċ huwa l-baby bluefin tuna.
Bluefin
juvenile. Oh, bazz, da' għazgur. Jħobbu jinqabdu t-nejn.
Dak għalija, laqas għandu biss jinqabad illum.
Unfortunately, this is something which frustrates a lot of members. During the Lampuki season, September, October, November, tunnach is a bycatch, is a recognized bycatch when you go out fishing for Lampuki, because they're around this. They are, unfortunately, although people don't appreciate this, and even we have to clarify, they are juvenile bluefin tuna.
They are juvenile. Bluefin
tuna. Yes.
Therefore, they are illegal to catch because they're under 30 kilos. I'm sorry to say, if you go to the pescaria, you will see them up for sale. They shouldn't be there. As a bycatch under EU law, they are not allowed to be there. But for some reason, season, we turn a blind eye in Malta, we pretend.
But I'm not quoty.
And then we come back when it's a 25 kilo fish, somebody's gone out, and you say, I'm sorry, you can't land.
Adne ma finx, għal fin. Inti autorizzat, permessi taqbat ħuta wahda jekkun aktar minn ċerta kilos. Bat wahda ta' 200 kilo. U di titlaq, sanaf li di probabli xieġi kondar bat fajjiskom.
Dala,
xinu, għaxilom,
li bada jispieganik kuwa, illi, lajtak, t-fawwa, allokat kuota li Malta. Tajjeb. U di l-kuota, ovvjament, tiġi maħuda mis-sajjeda kommerċjali għax fl-aħħar mill-aħħar il-ħobza ta' kuljum tagħhom minn hemm tiddependi. Però l-fisheries allokaw mill-għalija żewġ tunnellati jew tliet tunnellati. Tliet tunnellati metriċi lill-recreational fisherman. Tajjeb. Issa la kien hemm tliet tunnellati, ovvjament il-loġika tgħidlek daw jiġu divided, divizi bejn numru ta' nies li applikaw għalija. Issa, fil-bidu ma applika ħadd. U kienet sor, ħadd ma kien jaf. Jiena per eżempju personalment applikajt l-aħħar ġurnata flash round of stuff il-ħodu, mort il-fisheries, is-sinjorina li laqgħet l-applikazzjoni tiegħi qed tla min jaf kemm hemm qabli għal kien l-ewwel wieħed. Jien dak il-ħin u bad il-mobile ċempilt il-sieħbi Nick għatlu Nick, jiena l-ewwel wieħed hawn. Nick Champion,
even through the four. This is a problem, unfortunately, with there being a lack of information, and fisheries, unfortunately, still do not have their own website. If they cannot find this information online, how do you expect them to be knowledgeable? There's nothing in the newspapers. I'm sorry, not everybody subscribes to the Government Gazette, which is where they put these notices. You cannot expect your atypical person to be buying the Government Gazette. This is the information age, we're 2009, I expect that there should be a working web. Unfortunately, we've taken over some of that role, which unfortunately, I mean, I'm happy to do it, but it's, you know,
we have a section,
local fishing regulations, you know, minimum sizes, issues about bluefin tuna, what you can and can't catch. In, you know, 2007, the EU introduced this law of the 30 kilos 115. No one knew about it here. Those who caught a 20 kilo fish and thought they had a fantastic day, in actual fact, were breaking the law. The EU. Some people said to me, but it's not a legal notice. Unfortunately, EU law automatically applies in Malta because we are an EU member state. It does not have to come out as a legal notice. It would be nice if it did, just as a clarification, but it doesn't have to. It's automatically binding. And so it was binding in Malta. Slowly, slowly, now with the pressure and etc., I mean, fisheries are making an effort, as they did with, you know, with this permit. It's unfortunate this year, their first year, we didn't even get a chance to use it. I don't agree that this was a discussion Joe and I had, because up until recently it was optional for a country to report recreational catches, landings, as part of their quota, because you are not commercial. Apparently, in the last meeting that there was with ICAT in Morocco, they said no. It is now mandatory for countries to report the landings from recreational fishers, and therefore a country has to allocate a quota.
Irridun zomu uddimajnej, nadejjem, il-problema normi. Għanajdu l-għak katastrofika, s-sardin, at that level, ta' depletion ta' l-Atlantic bluefin tuna stocks in the Mediterranean.
Ija, that's
a catastrophic. This is a big issue.
Huma l-istess razza li hemm fil-fish farms, per eżempju, jew?
Iva, hija katastrofika, it's being overfished.
Fil-Mediterran.
A prime example was that this year the season was open for a few weeks. And exceeded their quota
in a few days.
That gives you an extent of the sheer commercial overfishing, purse signers. The Maltese fishermen fish for bluefin tuna with long lines. That is how they do it.
Il-Maltin, il-sajjida kommerċjali Maltin, jużaw il-metodu.
Long lines fish.
Għanem fejmek. Jużaw il-metodu tradizjonali.
Il-konsijiet?
Il-konsijiet. U hemm forsi jinqabad wieħed tnejn u jaħasra l-ħsara li għamillhom meta jinqabad da t-ton, għajdina meta jinqabad it-ton jinżel dritt tal-isfel. Ġifri aħna qed nitkellmu fondijiet ta' 9-900 metru fond.
Il-madu. Sewa.
Ġifieri. U da jiġbed kollox miegħu. Però apparti da, ġifieri, daw is-sajjieda Maltin joħorġu jaqdu wieħed tnejn tlieta l-iktar, eh? Però daw il-persigners huma l-ġbik. Nitkellmu fuq xbieg ta' 25 mil fit-tul, eh?
Il-madu.
Mela. da jaqbdu jgħal u medda, l-ewwel jużaw spotter planes jgħidu l-om.
Palissu għal-legal.
Li huma legali, imma kienu jużaw l-spotter planes.
Tarom mill-mistaqsi.
Jaraw it-ton fejn qed ipassi. Però issa llum jużaw metodi iktar avvanzati, metodi iktar professjonali. U da jaqbdu jgħal u medda ta' 25 mil.
U l-inqabat inqabat.
L-inqabat inqabat it-ton.
U l-xibka tingħalaq jiġifieri.
Da jgħalaq.
Jgħalaq kollox.
Per signer. Jinħalaq bħala pers, għalhekk jgħidu l pers signer.
U kulħadd jibda diħel ġo x-xibka.
Oskur.
Kollox u kollox.
This is being over.
Addio fkir, naħseb.
Addio kollox.
With that kind of volume. Intjafej taħseb
we are experiencing dal-ammont enormi ta' bram.
Ta' bram?
Il-bram u għal-staple food tal-friken. Issa.
Memx minn ikollhom.
Eżatt.
Qed jiktu l-numru.
Ta' kollox ikaxlu.
Ħalli nagħmel mistoqsija simplistika, kważi ridikola, ma se nagħmilha. Tab li dem ħażin li jien. Inti meta tidħol ix-xatt, ġifieri se ssib min siqgħod jittawwal lek kemm intaqbad ħut.
Hekk x'aktar x'dejja l-affari.
This year they've introduced
GM ħafna.
Wardens on the sea is the best way of describing them. Together with the AFM, the police and the civil protection. They are inspecting vessels coming in who've been out fishing. And if you get caught with an undersized illegal fish, let's say a bluefin tuna, you will be heavily fined and run the risk of having your boat confiscated.
I would take it one further. Jekk jiena ninqabad birkabtu ġifieri. L-equipment, birkabtu.
Tarġa?
Ta' ton,
ġiviri. Specifically.
Specifikament għat ton, ġiviri.
Anke kmu zajtux.
Anke kmu. Jiena għat nikser il-għax palissa l-season ta' ton u għamalu, ma' naxiex għat t-istat. Għalfej għat tuża dik s-sunnara kbira, għalfej għat tuża dak ix-li mokjon. Għat t-fimni ġiviri.
U jidħallu l-għaf ta' tensjon, ġiviri għasija u għertet il-li.
The program was launched. The permits were given 100 kilos because 30 people applied, 3 metric tons, so that's 100 kilos each. There was a tender for I think 4 or 5 fisheries officers who would you can call 4 hours before you come in to phone them up so that they check and confirm it's a valid size.
So
you cannot sell it. It's
yeah,
can only
for personal
be
use.
Personal use or charitable purposes. You can donate it to a charity, a home, etc. This is something we're also trying to encourage. For example, okay, this year has been a terrible season for Alungi and most people haven't caught any or one or two, but if it was, you know, in a good season or during one of our competitions, we've tried to encourage people to say, listen, the forum will buy off you at a nominal rate to give you a contribution towards your fuel, make a donation at the fish from you, and then perhaps we'll do a donation to one of the homes where for them, you know, buying fish is something extremely rare, so why not? Contrary to popular belief, Alungi is an actual fact, albacore is one of the best of the tuna meat. It's the only white meat tuna. Unfortunately, to keep that meat fresh, you need to, as soon as you catch the fish, you need to bleed it so that you drain out the blood and the histamine, which it generates whilst it's being hooked up, chill it straight away, and then, you know, not overcook it, which is what most people do, which is why it has such a bad reputation in Malta. If you go to the fishmonger and try and buy albacore, it won't cost you very much, but abroad in the US, it's one of the most sought after fish.
It's an industry.
It is, it's an industry. But no, really here, I mean, even going back to the forum and what it's trying to achieve, we want to obviously provide an online meeting place for people to come in, to discuss, to be made aware, not only of the legislation side of things, what they can and can't catch, but, you know, what equipment to use, that they don't need to spend
different
too
techniques.
Much money, you know, and maybe, or that they don't buy the right equipment and then they get disappointed when everything breaks for them. We have the spearfishing community, which are maybe 40, 50 people. We have people who like to fish from land. Even competitions that we run, we have spearfishing competitions, offshore boat fishing competitions, land fishing competitions. This is something we've introduced recently as well in terms of competitions because the members asked for it. We do social events, so we've now sort of morphed a bit from an online community into more of a club. Whereas most, you know, because we actually meet up in person, but
which is possible in Malta.
Yes, a typical event has 30, 40 people turn up and we all discuss. Sometimes it's open to family, sometimes it's just the guys or members, mm-hmm. But that's fair enough.
Hija xaġi tal-irġil dil-lista?
Le, efimni, aħla, minna li għanna xi membri. Għanna membri, nisa. U għanna wahda attiva, biex ħażin, ġifri, titħol u t-tina rapport ta' x-sajt għamlet u x-xħut qabdet u x-xħut reġet telqet. Ġifri, għed nitkellem fuq persuna partikolari għaw. وكيفاش جايتنيك جفري اه لاكثر مانديش نعمل ده حندخل اثار فورم انا شنو يجري
in one thing I want to stress is that the Malta Fishing Forum is free
انكل ممبري
When we say we have 1,100 members, we have 1,100 online members. Now, an online member takes him 2-3 minutes to register, an activation email comes, and off he can go. So he can read all the information, all the posts that are up there, without having paid anything. He has his internet connection, and we feel that it's important that certain information is made available to them, you know, without having to pay. Yes, we do have premium and VIP members. A premium membership is €8 a year, which is very reasonable, and VIP member is 20. When they do a membership, they get a card, which gives them discounts at various places, and they get access to the gallery to be able to put up their pictures, because obviously hosting a server online costs money, so we have to cover our costs. But the most important thing is that it needs to be accessible for everybody, and this is the beauty of having something online. That, you know, whether it's 9 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock, you know, late at night, you know, wherever you are, people log on. It's become a sort of virtual as well online meeting place, you know, because you can see who's logged on and you know chat.
Anna membri għandha jitlu kuljum u jaqraw kollox, però ma jippostjawx, jiġri ma jipparteċipawx direttament. Mbagħad qisu wara tliet qud qatt immonitar jaħda, però wara tliet xhur da speċi ikollu dak il-kuraġġ li jidħol jgħidlek jiena s-sajda tiegħi pereżempju mill-art nuża l-qasba u hekk. U jgħidlek u stess jgħidlek jien ili tliet xhur nidħolha u naqra kollox, informattiv ħafna. U kif jaħasra jitlob xi ħaġa da jiġi bombardjat mill-membri l-oħra kollu, min jgħidlu għamelek, min itaħpar irek, min itaħpar, min jgħidlu lest li nintaqa' miegħek u norik, jiġri jiġru.
Hemm ħafna vera ħsibt li hija s-sajjieda sortet li kien jiġu, ħsibt li s-sajjieda huma secretive ħafna kif biex.
Ija, efimni. Jiena
ma l-istanzi jgħidu li għabdu iktar mill-istanzi.
Għan it-kelmu, kif għallek nik. Fuq Alungi, per eżempju, fuq s-sajda tal-Alungi jiena nħu diversi nizmijaj. Fuq il-forum u post jgħidu kol l-hotspots najdu l-om u għek. Pero mbagħad jekk per eżempju jkoll li hotspot. Nis
il-kantuniera tiegħek
tiegħek. Il-kantuniera tal-Bażuk, per eżempju, ta' sajt hija sajda differenti di għall-Bażuk jew għall-Qadniċ jew hekk mistoqgħod qed ngħidulhom pinpoint exact.
This is important to stress.
Fil-bost ukoll.
Dik u inti tkunhem għaliha dik il-
Out at sea trolling, which is where you have your risha basically but off rods. The sea is vast, fuel is expensive, so if I can tell you, listen, go in that direction, it's you know, you stand a good chance, fair enough. When it comes to land fishing or even spear fishing where they have their spots, I don't expect people to share those spots, that's fair enough. And the same applies with deep sea fishing or jigging, which is something new that's been introduced recently. Jigging, it's
Hija teknika oħra tas-sajt, fejn tuża l-lur tal-ħadit artifiċjali, jiġifieri. U t-ġigja ġviri t-nizzela sal-ieħ u every 2-3 seconds u t-tella l-qasba u t-kabba pir-rukel t-tella l-qasba u t-tella l-qasba u t-tella
l-qasba u t-tella l-qasba u
t-tella bil-mot il-mot
l-action
u l-action taħħa jkun jow sideways il-ħuta jow nkella fuq u l-isfel ħuta dajem ġviri ħuta artificiali tal-metal din hija teknika ġdida teknika antika ma dal-aħħar ġiet introdotta u Malta ġifieri bil-mod il-mod qed iżid fil-popolarità. Ovvjament il-popolarità enormi tibqa' ġifieri s-sajt tar-rixa u Malta, s-sajt tal-qieħ ngħidu ġifieri minn fuq xi opra, ġifieri issa darwaqt x-xahar id-dieħel jibda s-season tal-lampuki wkoll ikun hawn ħafna.
Meta tgħidu competitions, xi tkunu qed tagħmlu f'competitions?
Mela. Din hija xi ħaġa li twaġġalna rasna ħafna fis-sens li aħna ħan ikkompetu jew aħna ħan noħorġu hemm neħdu pjaċir u iva rajt u mbagħad nippremjaw il-minġiel l-ewwel it-tieni u t-tielet. Pereżempju aħna bħala forum kellna l-competition tal-Alungi. Ridna li u jsiru ħafna competitions tal-Alungi matul is-snin u Malta, però ridna li ssir solid in-nies. Allora ġibna bniedem li huwa membru fil-forum, però huwa ħanejdu speċjalizzat fis-safety, fejda ta' safety briefing.
Qabel ma nisħarġu għal.
Kien compulsory meeting for all the skippers. You couldn't register your boat without attending.
Ma stax tuħu parti inti, ma stax t-reġistra jekk ma t-attendix dal-safety briefing. Umbat wara da safety briefing għamilna briefing ieħor fejn spjegajna eżatt kif se timxi l-competition. Sfortunatament ġara li l-longi dis-sena għal-raġuni li għadna ma nistgħux naqbdu tarfa għalkemm għandna ħafna teoriji u jekk tidħol fil-forum issib ħafna professuri u ħafna teoriji warajhom għalfejn di f'daqqa waħda telqet meta s-soltu titlaq għall-aħħar ta' daxxar. Minn total ta' 17 dajsa fil-baħar, 5 biss qabdu. U qabdu waħda kull wieħed.
F'temp ta' kemm ħin kellha?
F'temp li l-competition bdiet fl-erba' u nofs u spiċċat fis-sija. Per eżempju jiena ħriġtu maqbad ċej.
Ma jistgħu xejtu mela.
No, this is also l-organizzaturi kellu. This is quite an important point because Joe is quite well renowned in the forum. From his 26-foot vessel he can deploy up to 9 rods. So he's very intimidating when you see the boat with 9 rods, they're like, don't stand a chance with my 14-footer. In my case I deployed 6 rods, and in all fairness, and it's very funny, the person who won with a 13.25 kilo alunga went out in a 14-foot dinghy. Still, with one hand line, no rods, one hand line,
and
it was his day. So to all those who say it's not fair,
one hand line.
To all those who say it's not fair, you had six rods, you had nine rods. If the fish weren't there, if you're in the wrong spot, or for whatever reason that they're down deep, you're not going. You can have 20 rods out. You're not going to.
Is side berisha waek. Yo tohroj utabat. Yo tohroj matabat.
Into 20 so.
Jina jkolli l-autopilot terġa.
Terġa?
Dak laj gerger, laj għamlutten il-bahar, laj jkolli li jinżel ispel.
U jib għaddej, tib għaddej bil-mod.
Għaddej bil-mod.
Iġbri, għaddej.
Issaj birri, tinta għama ħafna nkasajida professjonali, tinta għama ħafna maħħum nitkellem u niprovali tal. Jgħidu l-ek għana ġili noħorġu mitej ċima. Umma għazidawru kaxxaħut li għalli jom laqqasħaq msikken. Iġbri, umbat jgħidu l-ek dawarna tlet ċimi. U ġibna l-ġurnata, ġifri, di, is-sajt u għek, u għalek aħna nir-rispettaw is-sajt, u għalek aħna niprofaw nir-rispettaw il-bahar, biex forsi neħdu dak il-rispett l-ura, għax importanti di, u nispiċċa biha di, il-bahar huwa importanti di tieħ ir-rispett li jixraqlu. Speċjalment issa ġej is-season tal-lampuki nisimu b'ħafna daw li jkunu b'daja żgħar 13-il piet, jiena niftakar darba minnhom kont 37 mil barra fuq ċimi ġifieri ta'
ġorta mhux suppost tmur fuq iċ-ċimi tal-tannis.
Kont fuq iċ-ċimi tiegħi jiena ġifieri 37 mil il barra u nintaqa' ma' opra ta' 13-il piet. Alright, ma mhux tal-li kien hemm hu, kellu tifel ta' 11 sena quddiem da. U dax kirrani. Speċi, l-għonet beza ħaseb li ħanamelali ħax qed fuq iċ-ċimi tiegħi, għatlu le, jiena mhux għalhekk ħanamelali, jiena għatlu jiena missier bħalek. Għatlu ma jidherlikx li qed tagħmel ċuċata u barra inti fuq biċċaċattra ta' 13-il piet. Alright, kellu il-main engine u kellu l-auxiliary outboard, għatlu inti taf settembru il-baħar jagħmellek skontratura u.
Aside from the fact it's illegal for him to leave territorial waters, coastal waters, because he doesn't have a VHF, he's under a certain size, he doesn't have the necessary safety equipment, but it's not for us to police the waters, it's not our job, but to educate, yes, to point out where somebody's gone wrong. This is something, even the competition, just very quickly, the wind this year was not favorable for us, it was a force 3 gust into a 4, and various members were complaining it was going to be unsafe and bumpy, etc. I pointed out to them that per se, if your boat is of a reasonable size, the wind doesn't make it unsafe. The skipper makes the journey safe or unsafe. Mm-hmm. You're carrying the necessary safety equipment, you're taking the necessary precautions. You cannot do 25 knots in a force 4 weather. It is not safe. You're going to throw people off the side. But I can be equally unsafe in zero wind by being irresponsible. Maybe. With my boat, turning the boat, you know, full wheel, full throttle, and sending someone flying. So really, safety is, this is why the safety briefing was so important, because
your attitude.
Yes, it's your attitude. This is like anything in life. Speed limits are there. If you go through at, you know, 140 miles an hour, you're not being safe, because somebody pulls out in front of you, you're going to crash.
Palma, għattar aħna s-sajt, mux nuhu, aħna s-sajt huwa passjoni għalina.
Ekket najt.
Enormi, ġviri. Jiena ma jibda jannar, nkun ġiġa nibda loħlom fuq la lunghi.
Fix-xitwa ma toħroġ?
Ejwa, le, noħorġu, fix-xitwa. Efem, aħna lina s-sajd wa seasonal. Għandek bħalissa l-lungi u naqa deep bottom fishing u dak jibqa d-dessena kolla. Deep bottom fishing. Umbat jibda l-lampuki. Umbat għal-ħabta ta' ottubru-novembru jibdaw jitfacċaw il-klamari. Pano dis-sena ħana jgħidu l-għak, ġidna għazina mill-bidu, klamari ma tantx kienaw, għalungi tfacċa tal-ġimatej u sparixxiet, issa naraw x'ġej għall-ampugi.
Il-ċiklu ħarba tnejn.
Il-ċiklu
ħarba tnejn. Prevailing winds kienu northwest, kanna oħra. Which is high.
L-irjaħat il-ħin kollu mill-majstral tramuntana u ma ċeda xej. Tlet ġimgħat, erba' ġimgħat il-ħin kollu ġejda rrieħ. Li kienet unika da s-sajf, s-soltu. S-soltu jaqliblek għal-xlokk, allura bir-rieħ jaf jaqliblek il-kurrent ukoll. Issa għalhekk, speċi hemm ħafna min qed jitteorizza bħalissa.
This is something as well. The professional fishermen who've been doing this in generations
know
exactly. You see them not going out, we go out, it's a calm day, they're smiling. They know you're not going to catch anything. The current's wrong, the wind direction. This is something recreationally we haven't yet learned, that information hasn't been passed down, but in time you will realize. We just say we had a bad day, they're laughing and saying you went out on the wrong day. But, we have our fun and that's what's important. We're not doing this commercially,
so ultimately...
You need to know what's...
Jina, li entuzjazmani u kol f'dan is-settur huwa kemm jiġu preservati aspetti kulturali u kol tal-pajjiż, ġifieri permezz ta' dan id-dedizzju, kemm anke f'lingwa li tużaw, issa ħalli kien sar ta' qed jitkellem bl-Ingliż, imma anke inti semmej ċerta terminoloġija.
Ejwa, fil-fatt ikollna dibattitu sħiħ fuq għadi fuq il-forum.
Jiena affaxxinajt ruħi.
Nippruvaw fuq il-forum li jekk pereżempju ħana jidhru hekk suġġett beda bl-Ingliż. Inkompluħ bl-Ingliż. Jekk inti titkompli bil-Malti, u għalhekk.
Tibda tiftaħ tred oħra.
Le, kompli bil-Malti. Però ikteb jekk inti ma għaxaw minn pereżempju huwa kapaċi li jikteb sew bil-Malti ma bl-Ingliż ma jiktiebx u viċeversa. Allora kull ma ngħidulu għamel nota, please translate imbagħad nidħol jien u jew xi ħadd jor u nagħmlu t-tradizzjoni tagħha. Però mbagħad ġieli minnar ma trid tittuża ċertu terminoloġija kif qed tinti. U hija affaxxinanti tara d-dibattitu mbagħad jiżvolġi fuq dik it-terminoloġija wkoll.
Jiena nirringrazzjakom, meta ngħidu Malta Fishing Forum, il-website x'inhi Malta Fishing Forum.
MaltaFishingForum.com.
Jekk tidħol fil-Google ukoll.
MaltaFishingForum. MaltaFishingForum.com is the main website. MaltaFishingForum.com/talk. is the forum. Okay. You'll see on the main website there are various links to go in. And we encourage people to come along. It's a friendly, we're a friendly bunch. Yes, there are a few people who feel passionate about what they do, so at times people get put off, but that's normal.
Lele, jina nirringrazzjakom, grazie ħafna Nick Palmer li huwa il-site director u Joe Baldacchino li huwa senior moderator. Dejjem kuna tkellmu fuq sajt bro mod partikolari x-xogħol kontribuzzjoni kbira li qed tagħti il-Malta Fishing Forum mhux biss biex dak li jkun hekk għandu dil-passjoni dal-interess jitgħallem u jitgħallem iktar, imma anki fl-istess ħin hija sajt informattiva kif rajna jiena wkoll tħalt fiha dil-website right detalji for regulations, ma sajt insibhom imkien hemmhekk sibthom fuq it-tip ta' sajt u anki ċerta kunċett li konna żbaljati. Jina, mellux kienu għat jajdu li ma tistax tistad bil-qasba. U jina, t-tifel tijaj, dejn kvita, jina xoħob tistad bil-qasba minn mal-blatu, jina, għet indurmat, ma mux nara xaħat tal-law enforcement u jibla xie ċitazzjoni, nibla xie ċitazzjoni, pero mux il-kas, għalhekk importanti li tieħdu l-informazzjoni, u allura l-Malta Fishing Forum hija opportunità biex intkom tkompli tiżviluppaw dal-interess, titgħallmu kif l-interess tagħmluh biex ngħidlek aktar effettiv ukoll forsi, fl-istess ħin ikollkom l-informazzjoni kollha li hemm bżonn. Nirringrazzjakom, nirringrazzja Nick, nirringrazzja l-Joe u nirringrazzja l-Malta Fishing Forum.